2 years ago, a federal appeals court ruled against a financial analyst and a military commissary employee who said they'd been summarily removed from their jobs without being able to contest their agency's decisions before the Merit Systems Protection Board. At issue is a category of federal jobs called non-critical sensitive. Even though those workers don't handle classified information, the government contends that airing their cases before MSPB could expose sensitive information. And the label now applies to about 200,000 Defense Department workers. That's according to two members of Congress who say they need more due process rights. Virginia Congressman Rob Whitman and D.C. Congresswoman Eleanor Holmes Norton introduced a bill this week to make clear that MSPB is allowed to hear those employees' claims. Holmes Norton talked with me by phone about why the appeals court's ruling needs to be overturned.
What we have here is a court decision that essentially takes away rights that every federal employee thought he or she had. And that, of course, is the right to some hearing of some kind before you are summarily fired because of a rule, a relatively new rule, not only by the OPM, the Office of Personnel Management, but the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. A huge number of federal employees now may be fired summarily without any hearing or right to independent review. We believe that the only reason that this rule has passed is there is a presumption generally by the courts in favor of an administrative rule. So the only thing left for us to do is to try to overturn it by legislation here in the Congress.
And so the bill that you introduced with Congressman Whitman this week would do specifically what?
Specifically, this bill would, as we say in the Congress, simply overturn that bill by making it clear that people who hold these non-critical sensitive positions are entitled to a hearing. Now, it's important to know what we mean by non-critical sensitive. I mean, this can be somebody who serves food in a commissary. I don't know what the rationale is. Perhaps it is they overhear something from someone. But it is important to recognize that these people have no security clearance and have no access to secure information. What this is something that we have to be always vigilant about. This is security run amok. What it means, for example, is, just to give you an example that I'm sure many members would endorse, mm-hmm. when our Office of Government Reform Committee has already passed a whistleblower's bill, is you blow the whistle on something that the agency head or someone in the agency has done, you can be fired because you're in one of the at least 200,000 DOD positions. And that is an account from the many other positions that somebody can make non-critical sensitive, and that without any hearing. You don't even know if you're in it. You don't know if you're
non-critical sensitive, right?
The word sensitive really has to be taken away here, because people will believe that is a position that somehow means you get exposed to sensitive material that the public is not supposed to know, or you have a security clearance. Those are not the employees we're talking about.
Right, and as I read this from the perspective of a federal employee, there's sort of two levels of arbitrariness here, right? Because first of all, the government can declare basically any position it wants to be quote unquote non-critical sensitive, first of all, and then it can unilaterally, on management's part, declare to any employee that you're not eligible for critical sensitive positions. See you later. Is that about right?
That is right, with no recourse, is all I would add.
Right.
With no recourse whatsoever. The difference between a job in the federal government or in any state government is due process rights adhere. Now, I don't know what information the court had before it when it decided this position, but the MSBP believed they could not hear it simply because that word, critical non-sensitive, was attached to it. That's dangerous. If there were only a few such positions, if they weren't routine positions, that might be one thing. You can be demoted or you could be fired. All you have to do is be designated.
Right.
And I don't think there's any notice even that you've been designated in that way. I know of no designation that tells people up front, if you're applying for this position, understand that it is in a very special category.
And so one thing I wonder is, you know, now that this Kaplan ruling has been in effect for more than 2 years now, besides the two employees who were named plaintiffs in the cases who were directly affected, as far as we know, has the government misused that decision to fire or demote many other workers? Have you been hearing about other cases?
Well, I hope to get a hearing on this bill that will essentially ask the government that question. When I first put this bill in, I just put it in recognizing, I've been a constitutional lawyer, still teacher, a course at Georgetown, recognizing that this bill had real dangers, more than the two plaintiffs involved. I was absolutely thrilled that Congressman Rob Whitman co-sponsored the bill, and the fact is that he and I co-sponsored a briefing on this bill here in the Congress last Congress. So I am hopeful that this would raise bipartisan concerns here in the Congress beyond Congressman Whitman and me.
Yeah, and notwithstanding that support from Mr. Whitman that you just mentioned, however, it seems to me that there's a really widespread sentiment in Congress, at least among many of your Republican colleagues, that it's already way too difficult to fire or discipline federal employees. And you know, a lot of that beating of that particular drum over at VA right now, obviously. I mean, how much is that general attitude going to be a barrier to getting your legislation passed?
Oh, I really think that this bill has far more appeal, because this isn't about failure or inability to fire. You can fire very easily on this one. I've never heard one of my Republican friends say you ought to be able to fire somebody with no evidence whatsoever and no hearing whatsoever. That has not been anything I've heard here. You can do that, of course, I suppose, if somebody has a security clearance. But nothing like that have I ever heard, and I've been on the Government Reform Committee ever since I came to Congress. So their problem has not been that there's due process. It has been that it takes too long. There are too many steps. Well, this one says there are no steps whatsoever. I don't think people are willing to go that far.
Let me ask one more related question before I let you go. Sometime in the near future, I think we're expecting to see some element of DOD civil service reform proposed by Secretary Carter as part of his Force of the Future initiative. They've even talked about replacing the entire DOD civil service system in some respects. Has the department engaged with you and other members of Congress on that? Do you have any sense of where they're headed?
I can only hope that this bill, I shouldn't call it a bill. I can only hope that this court decision is a harbinger of what the OPM is planning, because it will raise a big ruckus here in the House and Senate, I believe. I have no idea, and I don't believe anyone does at this point.
Understood. Thank you so much for spending some time with us, Congresswoman. I really appreciate it.
Always a pleasure.